Ilya Ovcharenko, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hello, it's my greatest pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so much.
Well, you are a brand new guest to the show, so we'd like to get to know you just a little bit. In addition to, of course, making your debut with the TSO very shortly, you were the winner of the 2022 Honens competition, a very big deal, as well as the New York International Piano Competition. Tell us a bit about your journey with piano that brought you here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you mentioned, my name is Ilya Ovcharenko. I am originally from Ukraine, currently based in Hanover, Germany. And last year I have won Honens International Piano Competition. And actually, as much as I can remember myself, my road was always connected to music. My path and my devotion was always all in music. And a very interesting story. Right away, I can just say how I started playing the piano. And it's very interesting, as when I was 6 years old, I went to a concert with my mom, who brought me there, basically classical music concert in my hometown in Chernihiv in Ukraine, a very little town. We went to a Philharmonic Orchestra concert. And since then, I just told my mom I want to do the same. I want to play the piano, just as the artist did at that concert. My mom was not very fond of this idea, as, as she would always ask me, how would I earn money by that profession? She never actually realized how one can work as a pianist. So I first entered music school as a vocalist. And at 9 years old, I was telling my mom every year that I still want to play piano. And finally, I was allowed to take piano lessons in my music school in my hometown.
Very clear sense of your path. Do you still sing, by the way?
I love singing, but just for myself. The voice has changed, so and I've never had any classes to, you know, to check my voice again and to find out how should I use it, because it's really different after your voice changes.
Yeah. I have a few quick questions for you, just to get to know you a bit. Do you have a favorite composer?
That's a tough question for any artist, I would say. However, I must say I have favorite composers in different times. For example, for now, I would say for the moment, I would pick Robert Schumann. But that may change even before Toronto Symphony debut. But for now, it's Robert Schumann.
Okay. We have you on the record. Don't worry, you don't have to commit to that for life. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Okay.
Coffee.
Favorite piano maker?
You mean brand?
Yeah.
Steinway.
Oh, why is that?
So it's a very simple choice for me. However, there are really lots of great brands in our musical world. But I honestly, it's always a matter of personal taste and how you feel. And I feel the most connected to Steinway. If it's New York Steinway, Hamburg Steinway, I enjoy them absolutely equally. And also what I love about Steinways is that their practice pianos, for example, Steinway B, they are always are so great. They're just great. And so whenever you have Steinway B at home, you can practice on Steinway B and you'll feel great. And then you go on stage, you play Steinway D, and it's a grand piano, and it's always a pleasure to play on any Steinway, either you are at home or at a concert stage.
Red wine or white wine?
Red.
And is there one piano concerto that you wish more orchestras would play?
Yes, I would say it's Sergei Bartkevich, Piano Concerto number 2 for the left hand in C minor. That is a very special concerto for me. I have just had an opportunity to learn it and to perform it, and I realized how great it is. And the interesting thing that people probably do not even know who Sergei Bartkevich is, and it's a Ukrainian composer, romantic composer, and great music, great composer. And the interesting part about this concerto is that alongside Ravel, Piano Concerto for the Left Hand, Prokofiev, and Britten, and there was also written another one for the same person as all of those three. Sergei Bartkevich also wrote this concerto for the left hand for Paul Wittgenstein, who lost his right hand at the war. So, and people do not know this concerto. I wish they would perform it more.
Now you're about to come to Toronto to perform with the TSO, the Liszt Piano Concerto No. 1, and we'll talk about that work in a moment. But what are you most excited about making your TSO debut?
It's easier to say what I'm not excited about.
And what's that?
Because I think I'm excited about everything, from the Great Hall, as I've heard a lot about it. It's just one of the biggest halls in the world, just very beautiful. Incredible orchestra, as well as a conductor that I honestly dreamt to play with since my very young age. She was my inspiration. Oksana Liniv is probably the most famous Ukrainian conductor, musician. So we always admired her, and it's just my incredible pleasure to play with her. So basically everything.
It's a very exciting concert then, by the sounds of it. You were also here in Toronto in the summer, actually playing for the opening night of Toronto Summer Music, the 2023 festival run by the TSO's concertmaster, Jonathan Crowe. How was that experience?
Absolutely. That was another just wonderful experience, playing in the beautiful Kerner Hall with incredible acoustics. I honestly have never experienced such incredible acoustics yet. And it was a great time, especially to perform with such great artists as Jonathan Crowe, Yura Lee, Milena Payarov, and Michael Chiarello. I still remember all of them. They were just so incredible. It was a special night. As you said, it was an opening night of the Toronto Summer Music Festival. And it was a little fusion. I would perform some solo works. I would perform concerto with the string quintet and two pianos with John Kimura Parker. So it will definitely be a night to remember for the lifetime.
Now, coming up, you will be performing Liszt's Piano Concerto No. 1. Do you remember the first time that you heard this concerto?
First time, yes, I do remember. I actually learned it when I was 14, and I learned it in around 1.5 months, 2 months. And I wanted it to learn right after I listened to Michelangeli's recording of this concerto. I just love this concerto so much. And I had an opportunity to play with orchestra in Ukraine, and I used this opportunity to learn the first piano concerto by Liszt. I hope I'll play better when I'm 22 now. However, I remember it, and it was something special, as it was probably my favorite concerto at that time. So after listening to Michelangeli, I decided to learn this one.
Now, Liszt is famous for having been an unbelievable pianist and breaking technical bounds in his career. What in this piece reflects what you know of Liszt?
So, of course, as you said, a virtuoso fast passages of great difficulty. At the same time, in this specific concerto, engagement of soloist and orchestra are overwhelming, and it's a really great unity together. Liszt is also famous for his bravura, so it's a very energetic, fun concerto, and also specifically, some people also call this concerto as a triangle concerto, and because triangle has a great solo there, and it's rhythmically kind of complicated. And I remember when I rehearsed that for the first time, there was such a difficult spot for a player on triangle. And I'll never forget that. We would rehearse one spot, third movement of this concerto is a triangle movement. We would rehearse it most of the rehearsal time.
So there's a very sweaty percussionist at the back of the orchestra, stressed out. That's amazing.
There was a youth orchestra. Okay. There was a youth orchestra from my school. So all the players were my age, around 14, 15. So it was nice experience for all of us.
Absolutely. So I'm wondering, you know, you've given us a lot of an idea of the character of the piece. Is there something aside from the triangle solo that I think would really pop out or listeners should really keep their ears out for?
I would say it's a difficult thing to notice. However, one might hear how the themes and motifs are transformed. And that's something about Liszt music that is also very unique, specifically in his Liszt piano sonata in B minor. And in Liszt's first piano concerto, for example, the beginning of second movement, a slow one, beautiful, moving movement, it starts with a beautiful solo of cellos. And the same theme, the same motif, later on comes back in the beginning of the fourth movement. And just, it's very fast, very energetic, and very fun. It's a difficult thing to notice. However, if one may hear that, it's just such an incredible effect, how he transforms those themes. And it's not the only place in the concerto, but that's probably my favorite one.
I understand this was a piece that was written over the course of 26 years.
Absolutely, yes. And Liszt performed it himself for the first time, and he would always edit, that's true. Always add something.
It's amazing. Very thoroughly written, no doubt. I'm wondering for you, for your preparation, how does that work for you at this stage in your career as you're preparing to perform something like this?
Specifically for this performance, for any performance with an orchestra, it's for me very important to know the partiture extremely well and to know all the solos of the orchestra. There is a beautiful clarinet solo, violin solo in the second movement specifically. So I would need to know all of that in order to be playing together with an orchestra, as I believe it's a unity playing, and we all have to hear ourselves and to play together. So I would need to know what the partiture is excellent, and I would go through all of it. And then, of course, practicing alone. I mean, as many pianists do, just in Liszt music, there are many fast passages, so sometimes you need to clean them up and just practice a little bit slow. Basically, that's what I do now for this piano concerto that I'm going to perform in Toronto. But as I mentioned, I played it a couple of times, so it's just a great fun piece for me, and I love performing it.
Well, we look forward to your performances here in Toronto. Ilya, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.